Well, Dale, how would you sum up that day from a Hampshire perspective?
Not a very good day. Good learning day, I'd say. I think we all have been waiting to get into First Division, try and find our feet, and I think the sooner you have days like this, the better. You know, and I think that we now know what we're up against. I think they are. This is pretty much their strongest side, and I think we did lack one or two of our better bowlers. I think that might have helped us yesterday. I really felt we had a chance of bowling them out for close to 200, and but you know that's the difference. They also dug in and batted well, and then we found it really tough to get them out. So I think the extra little bit of pace and aggression that is shown here is what we're going to see in most sides. So it's for us to really learn from today for these next 2 days as well. I think one thing I have enjoyed about being involved in this team is they always have fought, and there was the little glimmer of hope there with that partnership, and great to see, because we could have been close to 100 all out. We're going to have to fight these next 2 days as well.
So let's break it down a little bit. Are you saying that the 444 that Sussex scored was far too many?
Definitely. I think, on day one, we had them 20 for three. I was looking at, even if that, you always get some partnership, 200 would have been where we would have liked to liked to have had them. I think Berg bowled really well, and there was an opportunity for him there to maybe get one or two more. And I think we missed a bit of an opportunity there. He bowled six overs, two for six, and came off. You know, I think other bowlers, he wouldn't have got the ball out of their hands, and understandably, he hasn't played for a year and probably used to the way we've brought him back in is bowling sort of five, six over spells, and you almost get used to that and forget that you're in a game. And maybe a nine over spell there would have had them four or five down. The real positive is the way he did bowl, and he looks like he's going to be a real asset to us. And otherwise, we are quite a one dimensional attack. The attack we've got out there. And if you don't have that extra bit of pace, you don't seem to get that extra bit out of the wicket. And like I said, they dug in and took the momentum away from us. And I think, 400-odd was probably too many. Although I don't think we could have done much once the ball got old, and we really did stick to whatever we could do as well as we could. And if it wasn't really for Briggsy, they probably would have had that score a lot quicker. His 4 for 70-odd is also a great positive for us and for him.
Yeah. So in reply, you get to 47 without loss. Doesn't seem to be any trouble. Then you lose 7 wickets for 48.
Yeah, it is. It seemed like everything was happening really quickly as well. You know, and they have got that type of attack where they're wicket-taking bowlers. They've got a class bowler, and McGoffin really gives you nothing, and Shazad is a test bowler, and Hobden is a youngster coming through, and they definitely have a bit more on the ball, and everything that stayed low was straight, and we nicked a few, and that's the way it is.